On the field, winning comes from hard work, care, and preparation. I learned that that same hard work doesn't stop when we exit the arena. Your care is our commitment, and preparation is our promise. We tackle challenges head on and turn dreams into reality, which is why I'm excited to join the team at Alcova Mortgage, where we help you score the perfect home.
And welcome into an emergency version of the Who's On podcast. I have got Greg Medea from the Daily Progress joining me here. We're at Dishroom Park right now, Greg, and we don't have to talk about anything that happened here at the Dish tonight. We are here, of course, emergency podcast style, because Ryan Odom, on his way to being the next head coach at the University of Virginia, confirmed by you, confirmed by multiple other sources. I believe ESPN, Pete Thamel, and Jeff Borzella reported that first. But Greg, let's just kind of start here. This has kind of been where we've been trending the last 2 weeks. And now we're kind of finally here. We're expecting an announcement, official announcement on Saturday. Of course, we're recording just a little bit before midnight here on Friday. So official announcement on Saturday, press conference on Monday. Greg, we're finally here. Ryan Odom is the next coach of the Virginia Cavaliers.
Yeah, it seemed like it was trending that way for quite some time. I don't think it's unfair to say before Ron Sanchez was let go as Virginia's interim coach. But it's and I feel like it's been one of the worst kept secrets in college sports in the last couple of weeks. It makes sense, and the story is really an incredible one. If you want to talk about a full circle, with of course how his ties to UVA go back to his father, who was on the staff at Virginia, three, four decades ago at this point, and then you can't not bring up the upset he architect basically as the head coach of UMBC when the Retrievers took down the Cavaliers. So that in 2018, 7 years later, he's the head coach at Virginia, and it's so fascinating. It's a quick climb through the coaching ranks, and I know he's coming from VCU, but he's had a couple of stops right since the UMBC job, UMBC to what, Utah State. And then to VCU. So he's been around. He clearly knows how to handle transition one job to the next. Otherwise, he wouldn't be landing one job after the next. He's familiar with the transfer portal, right? You can look at his VCU roster and understand that he has a understanding and a knowledge of who to add, what to add, and how to make a veteran team work so that it's poised to make a trip to the postseason. And I think that has to be something that Virginia fans are excited about.
And a lot has been made about Ryan Odom's history with the Virginia program. Obviously, he was a ball boy growing up. He drove his bicycle. Had David Teal on a couple of weeks ago, and he drove his bike to U-Haul, the old U-Haul, which you can no longer see here on the skyline behind Dishroom Park. But and there's interesting history, because Ryan Odom has been around this Virginia men's basketball program at some of its darkest times, you could say. I mean, going all the way back to, there's all the talk about, his dad was kind of the heir apparent that right. Terry Holland wanted to replace him. That didn't happen at the time. A lot of drama there. And then obviously Dave Odom went on to have a lot of success at Wake Forest and South Carolina and other spots. Then you look at, obviously, we'll make the first reference here tonight about the UMBC loss, and I know it won't be the last one, Virginia fans. I know a lot of people don't want to hear about that for the next how many ever years, but it's part of the story, and it's 100%. Part of the fabric. Ryan Odom was there. He was the coach, of course, of UMBC, so he was there on that night, obviously having all those ties to Virginia. And then, again, another one people don't really think about is the day after Tony Bennett's retirement ceremony and the press conference that he had, guess who Virginia had to go scrimmage that next day? It was VCU. It was Ryan Odom's team in VCU. So, and now he's coming in to replace Ron Sanchez, but really Tony Bennett in that era of Virginia basketball. So it is such a really interesting time for Ryan Odom and all the connections that he's had. But let's talk about what he's done at each of these stops, because you mentioned it before, you know, coming from VCU, then before that, Utah State, UMBC before that, even go back to Lenore Ryan, his first head coaching job. He was the interim head coach right before that at Charlotte. But each and every stop, he's found a way to get these guys into the NCAA tournament, doing it in a couple different ways.
And you know, taking Lenore Ryan to the Sweet 16, that's the Division II Sweet 16. That's nothing to be laughed about, especially, you know, when you think about some of the D2 coaches that are getting opportunities at Division I level now, right? One of the hot names on the coaching carousel is the Drake coach, Ben McCollum, and he obviously came from that level. So there are good coaches everywhere. And of course, you know, he grew up, you know, as a son of a coach. So he has an idea of how the profession and how the business works. But his climb, you know, he's had stops at each level of, you know, college basketball, so to speak, going from Lenore Ryan, right, where a couple of good coaches, you know, have worked before. Rick Barnes, right, that was at LR on the football side. Mike Houston was there before he won a national championship. James
What do
Madison,
you know about that?
so to me, and then you think about it, he's taken three different Division I programs, all three of his stops to the NCAA tournament, and that to me, right, and at that level, when you're a mid-major, your margin for error is so small in terms of locking up a bid, right? If VCU loses in the A-10 tournament a week ago, they probably don't earn that bid in that large bid into the NCAA, and they don't get the shot to go play BYU in Denver. So to me, that's impressive. The pressure is on in those situations for mid-major coaches. And if you can prove you have not only a knack to withstand a regular season, but also make it through a tournament when you're getting everybody's best shot because everybody thinks they've got as good of an equal chance to reach the NCAA as you do. That says something to me.
Yeah, the parts that it impressed me the most is the sustained success that he's had at each stop. Obviously, he's got to rebuild at each stop that he goes to. 7 out of his 10 seasons as a head coach, he's had a 20-plus
20, yeah.
win record. And at VCU, obviously, they've had so much success over the years with different coaches, going all the way back to Jeff Capel and Anthony Grant, Shaka Smart, Mike Rhodes, and so on and so on. But the thing that's been so impressive, and yeah, I just realized I just left out Will Wade, who's probably the other VCU coach that's former VCU coach in the headlines right now. But the thing that's so impressive is, you know, the way he's been able to do it. He's embraced the transfer portal in this era, and that's the thing that I think Virginia fans need to really pay attention to, because we don't know what this roster is going to look like for next year yet, but you can assume it's going to have a heavy emphasis on transfer portal recruits. And I know that, you know, Virginia is probably going to hit that pretty strong this year, because they're going to have their own guys that are leaving. We've already known, you know, Day Day Ames and Blake Buchanan, they're going to enter the transfer portal, and I'm sure they won't be the last ones. So it's good to see that he has a track record of being able to do that. Play style wise, you know, really good defensive team. They play aggressive defense, really athletic, and try to get after ball handlers, create some turnovers. They shoot a lot of threes.
Lot of threes.
So it's a really modern style of basketball, but I think it fits well with kind of, I know, Greg, you kind of shudder at the word, the Virginia culture, of what how things are kind of expected around here.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it also is going to come down to, as you mentioned, the recruiting side, right? You're going to have to recruit, especially the transfer portal. And that's to me, that's what sticks out. You know, this year at VCU, I know he brought, you know, a couple of players from Utah State to BYU, what, the first year. But this past year, you look, their best player was from Utah State. But the rest of that roster was filled out with guys
All
from all
over.
over the place. So he's not just, you know, picking and picking up where he left off and basically bringing guys with him. He knows how to build the roster. And in this era, that's ultra critical.
And I think before we get out of here, we're making this a short one tonight, guys, because we've been on it all day. We just finished the baseball game here at the Dish, but obviously there's a lot of rumors floating around about the kind of staff that he's going to have around him. Probably the biggest rumor, and you know, nothing's been confirmed yet, is Longwood head coach Griff Aldrich, who worked with him at UMBC. There's rumors that he could potentially be coming as a GM, which is a new position. Virginia has not delved into that world yet. Wally Walker has been doing some work behind the scenes with Virginia basketball, but interesting stuff there. We're also, you know, looking at his staff that he's been kind of carrying around with him from spot to spot. Some of those guys could come with him as well. And then you wonder, which guys does he retain from? Obviously, the Virginia staff there right now, he's got a longtime friendship with Orlando Vandross, one of the assistants. And then you look at, some of the guys that are, program alumni, like a Kyle Guy or Isaiah Wilkins, a Chase Coleman. So that's probably going to come together pretty quickly, I would have to imagine. Probably maybe even by Monday.
Yeah, I mean the portal opens Monday, so I don't know if you necessarily have to have your whole staff filled out by Monday, but you certainly have to be able to tell transfers a plan and be able to articulate what is likely to happen, what could happen, things that they're working through. And I'm sure some of that is being communicated now to those players that. That are interested in UVA. It's gonna move. It moves quickly, right? I know there's a big recruiting
I
announcement
was going to mention that.
Saturday. So that's something to watch with Chance Mallory, of course. The sister is on staff at VCU.
We're only about a couple,
Yeah.
less than a mile away from where Chance Mallory plays his high school basketball games at Stab and where he'll be making his commitment on Saturday. So we'll record this before that. You mentioned this, the connection with his sister, who was kind of a part of that administrative staff for VCU basketball. So there's a relationship there that goes back for a long time now. And I know Ryan Odom tried to recruit Chance when he's at VCU. And so there's a relationship there. And all signs, we just talked to Jackie Franciulli from Wahoos 24/7. She says all signs are kind of pointing this direction that Chance Mallory is going to be Ryan Odom's first recruit. And what a way to start that will be. So we'll find out what happens to that on Saturday. But Greg, it's been kind of the wild and crazy period, and now we kind of settle in and kind of see what Ryan Odom does these next couple of weeks to put this roster together.
Yeah, it'll be fun. What's crazy is somebody mentioned this to me. The basketball portal right opens for 30 days. There's going to be a 10-day overlap with the football portal, so that should be fun. I'll have baseball going on. It's going to be busy and exciting too, right? There's going to be a refresh for this Virginia basketball program as they look forward to 2025, 2026.
Yeah, we should have more here on the Who's On podcast over the weekend as we continue to react to this news, but wanted to get something out there. While Greg and I were just sitting here for the last couple of hours, we were like, why not just hop on real quick and deliver that emergency podcast I promised. Again, I want to thank our sponsor, Joe Reed and Alcova Mortgage. Score your perfect home today with Joe and Alcova. That'll do it for here on the Who's On podcast. A lot more to come, and especially once we get to Monday, we hear from Ryan Odom for the first time. The head coach of the Virginia Cavaliers. We'll see you then.
On the field, winning comes from hard work, care, and preparation. I learned that that same hard work doesn't stop when we exit the arena. Your care is our commitment, and preparation is our promise. We tackle challenges head on and turn dreams into reality. Which is why I'm excited to join the team at Alcova Mortgage, where we help you score the perfect home.